Hi folks, Bob Main here with another episode of today's Survival Show, helping you harness the power of choice to live the life that you want, not the life someone else wants you to live or the government, but the life that you want to live on your own terms, and we help you strengthen your resolve. Our goal is to make survival simple, not extreme. And if you're tuning in for the first time, thank you very much for listening. You're going to find that we are the voice of reason in a chaotic world, and we try to help keep survivalism and self-sufficiency simple, not extreme, so it's something that anybody can do. And this is episode number 17, and it's Tuesday, September the 15th. I have the pleasure of doing this from my home office in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where we have had several days worth of rain and a little bit of flash flooding and so forth. And the great thing about it all is that it's cool. It has cooled down. We have no longer that super hot weather anymore. And sometimes in the middle of September here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it can still be pretty hot. So we're getting a nice reprieve from that. And that makes me happy. So I also want to welcome all of our international listeners. And I'm going to go ahead and take a minute to do a couple of announcements before we get started with our show. We've got listeners now from the UK and from Australia. Welcome. I appreciate your tuning in and also joining into the forum. And that leads me to my next point. If you're listening to this show and you have not become a member of our forum, let me invite you to do that. Our forum is growing every day. We've got literally hundreds of posts being made almost every day and lots of topics on just how to live a more secure life. I think you're going to find it very informative. So please join our forum. Go to todayssurvival.com and click the forum page, and that will get you to where you need to go. And the other announcement I want to make is our two sponsors who have been with us from the beginning, and they've been doing a great job of supporting the show, knivesandgear.com. They have excellent, not just knives, but they've got excellent survival tools, things you need for your emergency bag. So check out knivesandgear.com and also personal senior monitoring. Don't forget about our seniors, folks. There's been some people making some posts on the forum about taking care of senior citizens during survival situations, and I'm really glad to see that. And personal senior monitoring has excellent products to help keep our seniors living well and living a secure life as well. So check out them. I'm going to put a link to the show notes for both of our sponsors as well. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, when I thought about what to do for this show, something hit me the other day, and it made me think that we as survivalists and as preparedness-minded people and people who believe in living a secure life, we sure do get serious about what we do sometimes, don't we? And that's okay. You know, survivalism is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle choice. It's something that you decide to do and something that changes your life, literally. But we get very, very serious about it. And I've had a lot of compliments saying that I keep my show... that my show is not extreme and that my forum is not extreme. And so I thought, well, why don't I do a show on survivalist humor? Let's kind of poke a little bit of fun at what we do and have a little bit of fun about some of the things that we do as survivalists. So we'll dive right into it. The name of today's show is You Might Be a Survivalist. So let's talk a little bit about that. This is how you can tell if you might be a survivalist. If you have a cookbook all about Spam, you might be a survivalist. If you consider your extra large ham radio antenna as broadband, or if you know how to cook leather, or if you've ever been on a Soviet potential threat list, you might be a survivalist. If the SWAT team has ever asked you to borrow a few of your guns, you might be a survivalist. Or if your new girlfriend comes over for the first time, and when she walks into the living room, the first thing that she sees is your CHL man-sized target with 50 holes in the chest area, you might be a survivalist. If your dog has more emergency rations than 95% of the U.S. population, or if you're the first person at the gun range on December 26th to try out your new toys and the clerk knows you by your first name, you might be a survivalist. If the local supermarket manager knows to go ahead and open the back doors when he sees you coming in on a shopping trip, you might be a survivalist. Or if your home and property are more secure and better lit than Fort Knox or Area 51, and if all the local restaurants know to save their 5-gallon buckets for you on Mondays and Thursdays, you might be a survivalist. If none of your vehicles have electronic ignition or pollution control, and if you know the tail numbers of all the helicopters in your area, you might be a survivalist. If the magazines on your coffee table include American Survival Guide, Guns and Ammo, I've got that one, Soldier of Fortune, American Rifleman, I got that one too, Shotgun News, and Four Wheeler, you might be a survivalist. If you welcome a mild El Nino storm because you know it's going to fill your cistern, you might be a survivalist. If the power fails in your local movie theater and you pull out your flashlight from your belt and show yourself the way out, or if you use your Gerber tool to cut your steak at a fine dining restaurant, you might be a survivalist. If your knife collection has its own footlocker, or if when people ask about all those colorful maps on your walls and you tell them that you're planning a fishing expedition, you might be a survivalist. If you can recognize the sound of a generator from 4 blocks away, and you also know the brand name, the horsepower, and the kilowatts per hour that it's putting out, you might be a survivalist. If you have to kill a snake in your front yard, and then you skin it and eat it, or if you stock up on kerosene and firewood in the 102-degree summer heat, or if your homeschooled children score in the 99th percentile on their SATs, then there is a chance you might be a survivalist. If your to-do list includes changing the batteries on the seismic ground sensors surrounding your home, or if your shopping list includes numbered items like 22, 308, 357, and 7.62, you might be a survivalist. Also, if your shopping list includes body armor, or if your scanner includes the frequencies of every law enforcement agent within 100 miles, including the ones that don't even exist, you might be a survivalist. If those maps on your wall have every bridge marked in red with an alternate path marked around it, or if the paper boy knows to throw the paper into the barbed wire just for the heck of it, or if you have a key fob that says, "What would John Wayne do?" there's a chance that you might be a survivalist. If your fence posts double as range markers, if the window shutters have firing points included in their design, or if you have ammo on your Christmas list, you might be a survivalist. If you're on a first-name basis with every vendor at a gun show, and if you can't put your groceries in the trunk of your car because it's already jammed full with emergency kits, first aid supplies, and fully stocked bug-out bags, you might be a survivalist. And even if you have emergency rations for your pets, or if you view your pets as potential emergency rations, you might be a survivalist. And if you know the news 3 days before it hits the mass media, or if you have backup plans for your backup plans, you might be a survivalist. If you're convinced you've been exposed to so many chemical trails that you consider it a form of birth control, or if you have ever purchased antibiotics for human consumption through a veterinarian, or grains for human consumption at a feed store, You might be a survivalist if you've got more than one grain mill, or if you've ever wondered how to filter the used water from your washing machine to make it fit for human consumption. You might be a survivalist. If you have a kerosene lamp in every room, or if your living room coffee table is actually a board with pretty cloth over it to disguise your food storage underneath, you might be a survivalist. If your box springs are Rubbermaid containers filled with rice and beans, or if you save dryer lint to make fire starters, you might be a survivalist. If your most commonly used fuel additive is stable instead of gum out, or if you automatically choose the heavy-duty flatbed cart when going to Sam's or Costco, you might be a survivalist. If you know the shelf life of tuna fish, but you don't know how long you've had an open jar of mayo in the fridge, or if your basement walls are insulated with crates of toilet paper from the floor to the ceiling all the way around, you might be a survivalist. If the people you're saving money, if other people you're saving money for, new furniture and vacations, and you're desperately saving to get solar panels put on your house, you might be a survivalist. And if you got excited beyond all reason when they came out with cheddar cheese in a can, or if you've ever served MREs at a dinner party, you might be a survivalist. If you engage in a spirited debate on chemical versus sawdust toilets for hours on end, or if you've ever considered digging an escape tunnel from your basement to the nearest stand of trees, you might be a survivalist. If you know how to use a vacuum cleaner in reverse to filter air in your designated biochemical attack safe room, or if you've ever considered buying an above-ground pool for water storage purposes, then you might be a survivalist. If you know what acronyms like TSHTF, BOB, and TEOTWAWKI mean, you might be a survivalist. Or if you have different grades of bug-out bags and restock them twice a year, you might be a survivalist. And if you know the names, family histories, locations, and the degree of readiness of over 1,000 fellow survivalists on the internet, but you've never met your neighbors, you might be a survivalist. If the best radio you have in the house is a wind-up, and if you have better items in your storage than you use every day, you might be a survivalist. And if the stink hits the fan and you would eat better than you eat now, you might be a survivalist. If your significant other gave you a sleeping bag rated at 15 below for Christmas and you were moved beyond words, you might be a survivalist. If you've sewn secret miniature bug-out bags into the bottom of your children's school backpacks, or if local food pantries have come to depend on donations from your larder when you rotate stock in the spring and fall, you might be a survivalist. If you're still stocking up on Y2K supplies, and if you have enough Army surplus equipment to open up a store, or even if the local Army surplus store owner knows you by your first name, you might be a survivalist. And when you fill up your gas tank and it's already 3/4 full, or if you call the Rubbermaid plant for wholesale prices, and even if you have several cases of baby wipes and your kids are all grown, you might be a survivalist. Here's me. If you carry a pocket survival kit, a sturdy folding knife, a surefire flashlight, and a small concealed handgun to church every Sunday, You might be a survivalist. Like I told you, that's me. If you start panicking when you're down to 50 rolls of toilet paper, or if you keep a small notebook to write down any of the edible plants you happen to see along the road, you might be a survivalist. If you shop yard sales, store sales, and markdown racks for bartering goods, or if you own hand-operated clothes washers and non-electric carpet sweepers, you might be a survivalist. If you have at least two of every size of Dutch oven, you know, the ones with the legs on the bottom, and 20 bags of charcoal, although you have a gas grill, you might be a survivalist. And if you have rain barrels at the corner, at each corner of your house, although you have city water hookup and a big Berkey to purify the water, you might be a survivalist. If you have sapphire lights, a survival whistle, and a Swiss Army knife on every family member's keychain, or if the people in line at Costco ask you if you run a store or a restaurant, you might be a survivalist. If you require a shovel to rotate all your preps properly, and if you no longer go to the doctor because you can either fix it yourself, make it at home, or know and understand the physician's desk reference better than he does, and by the way, you can get all the goods at the veterinarian or the pet store for much less money anyway, well then you might be a survivalist. And if you know that GPS has nothing to do with the economy, or if you track your preps on a computer spreadsheet for easy recording, but you still have hard copies in a 3-ring binder just in case, then you might be a survivalist. And if you've ever thought about where the hordes of zombies can be stopped before entering your town, or if you start evaluating people according to skill sets, you might be a survivalist. If you view the nearest conservation area as a potential grocery store if the shit hits the fan, or if you know all the ways out of the building where you work, you just might be, there's a chance you might be a survivalist. Now also, if you have enough pasta stockpiled in your basement to carbo-load all the runners in the New York Marathon, or if you know that you have 36 gallons of extra drinking water in the hot water tank in your two toilet tanks, then you might be a survivalist. If you know which bugs are edible, if you have a hand pump on your well, and if you have number 10 cans of stuff with the labels falling off, but you won't throw them out because they might be needed later, well, you might be a survivalist. If you know where all the best defensive positions and lines of fire are on your property, or if you've made a range card for your neighborhood, you might be a survivalist. I don't know, but you might be. If your toenail clipper is K-Bar, or if the Ranger Handbook is your favorite self-help book, or if you've numbered the deer romping in your yard by their order of consumption, you might be a survivalist. If you have to move 50 cases of food for the plumber to get to that leaky pipe, but you've got your own hand truck in the basement to do it, you might be a survivalist. Or if you own more pairs of hiking boots than casual and dress shoes combined, or if you have more 55-gallon blue water drums than family members, you might be a survivalist. And if you have a backup generator for your backup generator, which is a backup for your solar system, or if you go to McDonald's and ask for an order of fries with 25 packages of ketchup and mustard, you might be a survivalist. If you've ever given spam as a serious gift, Or if you've had your eye out for a good deal for a stainless steel handgun to conceal it in the bottom of your magazine rack next to the toilet, you might be a survivalist. If you're a single male over 40, but you still have an emergency childbirth kit just in case you have to deal with that possibility, then you might be a survivalist. So have any of my fellow survivalists here, have you been described yet, or has any of this applied to you? It sure has for me. Here's some more. If you have two water heaters installed in your basement, but one is a dummy that's been converted to a hideaway safe, you might be a survivalist. If you've made bug-out cargo packs for your dogs, or if you have a walking stick with all sorts of gadgets hidden inside, or if you're a substitute scoutmaster and you taught your son's troop to set man traps in punji pits and they haven't asked you to come and stand in since, you might be a survivalist. If you're on your fifth vacuum sealer, but you keep at least one of the worn-out ones because you can still seal up plastic bags with it, or if you haven't bought dried fruit in years, but you buy fresh bananas, apples, peaches, and pears by the case and have three dehydrators, then you just might be a survivalist. And if your UPS man hates you because of all the cases of ammo he's had to lug from his truck to your front door, or if you have duplicates of all your electronics gear, solar panels, and generator parts in your EMP-shielded fallout shelter, you might be a survivalist. If you set aside space for your live chickens in your fallout shelter, and when the power goes out in your neighborhood, all the neighbor kids come over to watch TV at your place on your generator, you might be a survivalist. And if you must open the door to your pantry very carefully for fear of a canned goods avalanche, you might be a survivalist. That's me. And if you have a volcano, you know you can cook anything, and you cast evil glances at your neighbor's annoying yappy little poodle saying, "Your day will come, hot dog," under your breath, you might be a survivalist. If you've learned to make twine from plant fibers to be used for snares because you fear that all your preps and hard work are going to be confiscated by FEMA troops or destroyed by earthquakes, tsunamis, nuclear blasts, hordes of zombies, or feral sheeple, you might be a survivalist. If you're the only person in your group of friends who doesn't giggle when someone says, "Bushmaster," you might be a survivalist. And if the police chief calls you to find out what guns to buy for their officers, well, then you might be a survivalist. And for you gun owners out there, I got a little bit of survival gun humor for those of you who own survival-type rifles. How do you know if you have an AK-47, an AR-15, or a Mosin-Nagant? If you don't know what a Mosin-Nagant is, I'll put a link in the show notes. You can look up what a Mosin-Nagant is. You know you have an AK-47 if it works and you've never cleaned it, ever. You know you have an AR-15 if you've got a $9 per ounce special bottle of synthetic Teflon oil for cleaning. And you know you got a Mosin-Nagant if the last time it was cleaned was in Berlin in 1945. You know you have an AK-47 if you're able to hit the broadside of a barn from inside. You have an AR-15 if you're able to hit the broadside of a barn from 600 meters. And you know you have a Mosin-Nagant if you can hit the farm from two counties away. You know you have an AK-47 if cheap magazines are fun to buy. And you know you have an AR-15 if cheap magazines melt. And you know you have a Mose in the gaunt if you ask the question, what's a mag? If you have an AK-47, your safety can be heard from 300 meters away. And if you have an AR-15, you can silently flip off the safety with your finger on the trigger. If you have a Mose in the gaunt, you'll ask the question, what's a safety? And you know you have an AK-47 if you can put a small hole through a 12-inch piece of oak if you can't hit it. And you know you have an AR-15 if you can put one hole in a paper target at 100 meters with 30 rounds. And you know you have a Mose in the gaunt if you can knock down everyone else's target with the shockwave of your bullet going downrange. You know you have an AK-47 if when you're out of ammo, your rifle will normally pass as a club. And you know you have an AR-15 if when you're out of ammo, your rifle makes a great wiffle bat. And you know you've got a Mose in the gaunt if when you're out of ammo, your rifle makes a supreme war club, a bow door, a tent pole, or a piece of firewood. You know you have an AK-47 if the recoil is manageable and it's fun to shoot. You know you have an AR-15 if you ask the question, what's recoil? And you know you have a Mose in the gaunt if the recoil is often used to relocate shoulders thrown out by the previous shot. You know you have an AK-47 if your rifle can be used by any two-bit nation's most illiterate conscripts to fight elite forces worldwide. You know you have an AR-15 if your rifle is used by elite forces worldwide to fight two-bit nation's most illiterate conscripts. And you know you have a Mose in the gaunt if your rifle has fought against itself and won every time. And finally, you know you have an AK-47 if your rifle has won some revolutions. You know you have an AR-15 if your rifle won the Cold War. And you know you have a Mose in the gaunt if your rifle won a pole vault event. And actually, one more I want to share with you. You know you have an AK-47 if after a long day at the range, you sit down and relax by watching Red Dawn. You know you have an AR-15 if after a long day at the range, you sit down and you relax and watch Black Hawk Down. And you know you have a Mose in the gaunt if after a long day at the range, you relax by visiting your chiropractor. And folks, with that, I wanted to poke a little fun at those of us in the survivalism and self, in the prepper mentality and the self-sufficient mentality, because sometimes I really believe we take this a little too seriously. We need to poke some fun at ourselves. And coming up in episode 18, I'm going to get back to something serious, and we'll talk about some good how-to techniques. In episode 18, I'm going to cover some self-defense techniques where you don't need a gun, because I do have some listeners who live in areas where guns are not practical or guns are not legal, and there's plenty of ways to defend yourself against idiots out there and jerks that want to attack you and break into your property. There's plenty of things that you can do and that you can use that are non-firearm related. So with that, I hope you got a few chuckles today. I hope that this kind of brought out some of the lighter side and a little bit more humorous side of what we do. So back to some serious stuff on Thursday for episode 18. So this has been Bob Main with another episode of Today's Survival Show, helping you harness the power of choice to live the life you want and strengthen your resolve. We make survival simple, not extreme. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.